good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Two out of four title, the podcast, and I am here again with my lovely Mrs. Blair.
Hello.
Dick King.
Hello, people.
Yeah, so, you know, this was just kind of spontaneous. You know, we're on our way to go pick up our son, Jameson. We just got finished watching Black Panther in the theaters. And, you know, it's important that, you know, we all go out and support that movie. You know, black cast, black director, all black everything. I mean, there was a couple white people in there. It might have been two significant roles that they had, but, you know, I don't want to give the movie away. You know, so I wanted to discuss something. Okay, because, you know, I've been seeing a lot of stuff on social media. A lot of, I guess it would have been something without some negativity. I saw an article about, they saying they didn't have, you know, LGBT representation. And, you know, I think that doesn't really have, I don't think that really matters, honestly. The reason why I don't think it matters is because it, like, You're like, you know, this is a superhero movie, which is, of course, fictional. And also, why does it have to, you know, make notice that, oh, you got some of the Wakanda warriors who are all women, or the, I might well say bodyguards, who are all women. And I guess they expect them, just because they're bald and they're black and everything, that someone will be lesbian. But that's not even, that doesn't have anything to do with anything. You know, what I noticed, though, that the movie was so diverse, you wouldn't have thought it was a comedy. But it was a comedy.
It was not a comedy.
It was also a romance. It was also action and drama. And what's great about, you know, this movie is, like, it's so empowering. And despite of what people might feel, this is not just about black culture. This is just about the world itself. And I can't wait. You know, I've asked for everybody to see it. I do believe this is one of the best movies Marvels have made, and one of the best superhero movies that's been out. You know, this, I will say, this is on my top three. You know, Dark Knight being one, or I'm gonna say, well, I'm not even gonna say Dark Knight, but Batman being one, and Civil War, Captain America: Civil War, yeah, those are my three. But I just wanted to, that's not really what I wanted to talk about, you know. I did want to point some of those things out. But what I really wanted to talk about was that, you know, call me ignorant for not knowing this,
I know slavery is still somewhat fresh. You know, we've been held captive for 400 years. All this time, and a lot of people had died during this. Rest in peace to them. But I want to give people some insight, give them some knowledge. Slavery was not the beginning of time, nor was it the beginning of black civilization. Slavery wasn't everywhere in America, nor was it just black people being enslaved. As far as, like, you know, there were some black people who were, you know, free. It's unfortunate that a lot of people, a lot of slaves, you know, had to be brutalized, killed, tortured, murdered, raped. But there are some who made it through. And that, my people, are what we should call black excellence. Prosperity. You know, us getting through slavery is just part of the black excellence. But black excellence was when black came. It was here before we even came, actually. Beta, you have anything to say? You are featured in here, so you are welcome to say something about the movie, about black excellence, about black love, about whatever you want. This is the black episode. She's tired. She's upset. She's hungry. She got to take this ride with me to go pick up my boy. But at least she got to work at 4. So she get plenty of time. Now, you know, I always got to ask a question in these episodes. So I want to hear from the people listening. Hopefully at some point, you know, I will have listeners, but I want to hear from the people who's listening. For those of you who've seen Black Panther, what was your thoughts on it? How would you rate the movie? How did you feel about it going in? How did you feel about going out? And for those who didn't see it, you know, what are you expecting out of the movie? What do you want to get from it? Why do you want to go see it? Why didn't you want to go see it? You know, shout out to Chadwick Boseman, because, you know, he's just been doing a lot of things, man. Jackie Robinson, James Brown, Thurgood Marshall. I just recently heard about one role he turned down on The Breakfast Club, Sam Cooke. I think that probably would have been, ended up a good movie. You know, I don't know who they're going to cast for it or if they're still going to do it. But yeah, he came a long way. But I don't really have a bottom line. But I just had, like, you know, it was just something I wanted to express and share with you all. Like I said, I don't know what this whole LGBT thing is. I think it's nonsense. And, you know, we should just be able to celebrate black excellence without any extra mess. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, y'all had Moonlight. I mean, there's a lot of movies, you know, that, you know, talks about that. I mean, I guess they figured, you know, since this is, you know, Black Panther, you know, they need to kind of incorporate some type of homosexuality in the movie. But hey, they didn't discuss God in the movie. I mean, I'm a God guy, you know. No set religion, but, you know, I do believe Jesus was the savior, is the savior. I mean, they didn't talk about that. I mean, you remember, this is someone who was, this is the movie about king, about a king, you know, leading his country. And, you know, you would think that they was talking about God. I don't even think I heard the word God at all in the movie. Even if they was talking about just on a spiritual level, I don't think I heard the word God at all. Maybe, oh my God. And shout out to Angela Bassett, who's been working. You know, I don't watch American Horror Story, but I know she was on there. You know, she's on 9-1-1. Great movie. I mean, great show, I'm sorry. She, like I said, she was in Black Panther and all that, but yeah, she's been working, man. Like, she is like the number one black mom, you know. And then you have Loretta Devine, of course. You know, that's more like auntie, grandma or something, but, you know, shout out to Angela Bassett. You know, black don't crack. And, you know, sitting next to my beautiful wife here, I was like, man, black don't crack. I can't wait until you turn 60. You know, I'll be an old man. You know, I'll still be getting excited. You know, hopefully I can, you know, I'm getting back into eating better. You know, I'm gonna eat my kiwis and apples and stuff, so hopefully I won't need any Viagra. So yeah, how you doing, Jameson? You good? Listening? Yeah, man, go wake your brother up, man. Go wake your sister up. But but yeah, I'm excited. You know, I'm happy. You know, I'm glad that, you know, a lot of black empowerment. And, you know, like I said, it wasn't just like, you know, for the blacks, you know, it was also for everybody, you know, for the white, Mexicans, all of them, because it's all about empowering the world, you know, empowering the world. And, you know, I'm not going to give nothing away, but, you know, that's what you can get from that movie. And let me also just mention that, you know, that I think I lost my train of thought for a second. Also in other news, God's Plan video, Drake. Very inspiring, motivating video. Dope song. You know, I think Drake is actually one of the of course, he is one of the top five rappers today. And maybe, you know, he could be I would say probably top 50 of all time. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, there's a lot of rappers. And I must say, like, he's not like my top 50. You know, all time, he's probably like my top 15 as far as for me. But yeah, you know, God's Plan, you know, he had spent almost $1 million. I think it was like $960,000 on the video, which actually states in the video, and it was all given away. That was very cool of him. I hope it was genuine, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you're trying to inspire people when you're like, okay, hey, let's go and do a video doing this. But shout out to him, man. You know, that's, like I said, I like Drake, man, a lot. So I don't know what's wrong with my wife. You know, she's hot. I don't know if she's frustrated because she won't listen to something. But I'm trying to think if there's anything else to cover. I have something. I think that's it. I want to thank everybody for taking this maybe 15 minutes to listen to me. just talk about how happy and excited I am to, you know, have went to have a date with my wife. And, you know, just other things that probably people don't care about, but, you know, sometimes I just want to, you know, express myself, you know, without being on Facebook all the time and without really writing it down, which I need to do more of. You know, me and my wife, we talk sometimes, you know, not enough, only because, you know, my breath stink and, you know, hey, she's breastfeeding. And, you know, my son, you know, he bites and it hurts. So sometimes, you know, you gotta, you know, soak that in sometimes. But, yeah. So, yeah, I want to thank everybody for listening. Hopefully everybody have a blessed afternoon, morning, night, whatever, however you're listening to this. I'm driving, so I really shouldn't even be holding this phone right now. And hopefully it's clear enough for you all to hear me. And this is Too Idle for a Title, the podcast. And I will be back again soon, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next month. But I'll be back. Love.